This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A measles case has been confirmed in southwestern Colorado. Here's CPR's John Daly.
This is the state's 32nd case of the year, far more than any recent year. The state and Montezuma County Health Departments say the case is in a school-aged child. They had not received the MMR, or measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. They developed symptoms after recently traveling to another state where there's an ongoing measles outbreak. Health officials issued an alert about potential community exposures between November 5th and 11th in Cortez and Mancos. Measles is highly contagious. They say the best protection comes with vaccination. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Auto thefts at Denver International Airport are down 71%. That's according to Denver's latest report on citywide goals. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Denver Police Department reported 103 thefts at Denver International Airport this year, and only 10 within the last 21 days. Airport officials attribute those numbers to increased security presence by DPD officers and security personnel and the installation of more cameras in the parking lots. Security personnel also receive alerts that notify them of stolen vehicles that enter the airport property. Denver police assisted federal authorities in capturing two Cuban nationals involved in a nationwide multi-million dollar auto theft ring over the summer. The two men targeted major airports, including DIA. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And with the federal government back open, DIA is closing its food pantry for on-site federal employees. DIA officials are thanking the community for its donations and generosity. The airport will no longer be collecting non-perishable food, toiletries, and other goods. And up online right now, you can now apply for up to $14,000 in state rebates to help cover the costs of heat pumps, stoves, and other home energy upgrades. To read more, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News. Thanks for listening. It's 6:06.